little bit of a political palooza today on the Roe Contra with Anna DeBlantis. Mm-hmm. Tony Frankwinkle was just here. We're going to put that podcast up. He's talking about how we're going to pay for this mess.
Right.
And some of it falls on the state of Illinois, right? And here's a guy who wants to be a state senator, and I don't know what the hell he's thinking. Casey Urlacher. I always say that about all these politicians. Why do they actually want to do these things?
And they always laugh. Like, yeah, you're kind of right, but all right.
Yeah, see, here he's going to start laughing.
Laugh, bro.
Yeah, I think you're going to start laughing, Case. All right,
I'm laughing already. I was trying to hold it in.
All right, now you're the mayor of Manitowoc, right, in the northwest suburbs. And you chose this life of politics. But has this been like, 5, 6 years you've been mayor up there? How long have you been mayor?
I'm in my third year right now.
That's what I said, third year. And now what makes you want to be a state senator?
So, well, when I first put my name in it, I was looking at some of the people that put their name out there and expect to see some strong, experienced people's names, and I didn't recognize any of them to succeed the guy going out, Senator Dan Duffy. So the only candidates to step forward was Dan McConkey, who was a lobbyist and a one-issue guy, and then Marty McLaughlin, who's the mayor of a suburban Anchor County that's in suburban stuff in Cook County there in Barrington Hills. So I just felt like neither candidate reflected the concerns or interests of the average Republican voter in the 26th district, so I decided to enter the race.
Wow. That is very...
Here we are.
That is very... All right, so what do you think those concerns are? What would you point to?
For my district, I mean, the main thing is it's got to be taxes. Taxes, and I believe a big issue that you've probably been hearing about too, Will, is Route 53, the extension of that, so... That's a big issue for us up here, and but another one thing on everybody's mind is taxes. Our taxes are outrageous in Lake County and McHenry, which is 80% of my district, so it's pretty crazy.
All right, now let's talk about 53, the extension thereof. You're for it?
Well, here, I haven't said anything about it. I'm interested in the studies that they're doing. They just passed $40 to $60 million environmental study. I don't see that number getting to $40 million, but they passed it as a couple weeks ago. So I'd be curious to see what the environmentalists say about it, and then I'm gonna get a decision on it.
Now, as a guy who, Casey's been a businessman in Chicago along with his brother Brian Urlacher, mm-hmm. who some people may have heard of, who just has new hair. We'll get
to
that.
Yeah, do you like it? We have to get to
that. That's right. Hair.
Yeah.
Not doing it, bro, so don't try to talk me into it.
You know what? I asked him about that. We had him on last week, and I said, as Casey, now I know Casey's going to get all crazy about this and want to do it. I think you, that between the two of you, you made bald very sexy for men. And I'm saying that as a completely heterosexual man.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that.
You're allowed to say that.
I'm allowed to say that.
That's true.
And I think, you know, I mean, your brother looks cool with it and everything, but I think you got to at least stay, you know, got to stay cute.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Thanks, Will.
You're welcome.
No, I appreciate it.
All right. So let me just ask you a question. $40 to $60 million on environmental impact study. That seems a little heavy, doesn't it?
It does, but, you know, some people say, you know, you got to study it, and they've been studying it for a while, and meeting after meeting after meeting, they talk about this stuff, and it's kind of at a point where they made a decision to do a little more studying to see if it actually makes sense to get to the point to pull the trigger on it.
Yeah. So why a life, and this is interesting, because, you know, you've seen, you know, you played football in college and professionally. Obviously, your brother is a, you know, Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer. You know,
we think.
Yeah, well, I'd say. Okay, I know. You got to say that as the little brother. You got to say that. Yeah, we think he's going to be. Who knows? Why politics for you?
I enjoy it. I enjoy meeting people. I like meeting people. I believe I can work with both parties and do some good things for the state of Illinois. I've shown that on my current board for the past 3 years. One of the guys that ran against me finished as a trustee for 2 years, and he was probably my best advocate on my board. And so in saying that, I just know that I could get some things done and be a good leader for the state Senate of District 26. I do.
You talk about spending, taxing, and borrowing, how we're doing too much of that. I bet those are words that probably resonate with a lot of folks you're doing your tour and meeting people. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, it's just we have a spending and a borrowing problem in the state of Illinois. And how do we fix that? I think everybody's looking in the mirror to try to figure out that solution right now. you know, you're kind of, with the pensions, everybody's saying, well, it's in the court system right now, and how do you do that? So there's a lot of different issues. You know, my position on taxes, I oppose the increase in the state income or sales tax, a progressive income tax, or any state tax on retirement income. I'm against those and anything that would hurt the 26th district.
Do you think that, would you stand with Bruce, if you were right now the state senator, would you be standing with Bruce Rauner in this fight he's got?
I do. I think the governor is absolutely doing the right thing and setting up for Mike Madigan. I mean, our financial house is collapsing. It was built on a weak foundation, and we need reform mandates, entitlements, and pensions, school funding, you name it. And it's he can count on my vote if I get in the legislature.
Yeah, is there anything in terms of pension reform, Casey, that you think is a better solution, privatizing the pension program, or, you know, maintaining it for the people who are in it and then changing for the new hires? Is there a formula that strikes you as good?
I mean, I've seen a lot of different ones, Ro, but as I said, you know, you're kind of fighting the courts right now and fighting that. You know, the judges, they just did this Tier 1 and Tier 2, I believe it was last year, which was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you read about some of the judges doing that.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, you know, when you look at all the pensions, it's a sticky subject for everybody,
yeah.
And they don't know which way to turn right now.
Right, you're talking about the judges in the state of Illinois, their pension system, and how
they went from Tier 1 to Tier 2. Now the new judges are Tier 2, and so they've kind of set it up in a different way now.
Right. Although you're dealing with judges, they're more judicial about things. I think
sure.
When you're dealing with
they're also good at arguing, though.
Yeah. I mean, I think when you're dealing with some of the other unions, it may not really work out quite as well. Because the judges aren't really union. The judges are not Teamsters. Although some of them act like it.
Oh, rope.
Yeah, I know. Tough guys. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying tough guys. That's all I'm saying.
Careful.
You hear what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Hey, all right. So now, do you get enough time? I got one last question about your brother's hair. I'm sorry, but it needs to be asked.
You can do it, Ro.
When he first came home and he started, you know, he had to wear the hat, right? I mean, you see him quite a bit. When he was first wearing the hat, he was growing it out. How much ribbing did he take from you? How much crap were you throwing his way?
So here's the deal. He does the procedure, we'll call it. And it takes, you know, he did the couple days, back-to-back days of the procedure, and they moved, I don't know, 3,000 follicles, 3,500, something like that. So mm-hmm. It was kind of a two-day process there. And he come home, and his forehead was solid red, and I was like, you know, he goes, I did it. And I was like, well, you did what? And he goes, I did the procedure, man. And they showed me his forehead, and it looked like, I mean, it looked really bad. I felt bad for him. It looks really bad.
And I know what Casey's thinking right now. He's thinking, hell if I'm ever going to do this. That's what he was thinking. Yeah.
So you just tell him it doesn't look good?
I told him, and I even told him, you know, 2 weeks ago when he went public with the whole situation. I just said, I'm not used to it yet, Brian, because I've seen you for the past 15 years. We've had nothing, no hair or nothing. And I think the last time I saw him with hair was probably in high school for the most part. If I had to guess, I'd have to go back through some old pictures. It had to be high school, though.
Yeah. He told us he looks younger. And a lot of ladies come up to him and say, you know, you look a lot younger.
Yeah, he thinks he looks younger than you, Casey.
Mm-hmm. He thinks he's the younger brother now.
That's just a story he's telling you. That ain't true that the ladies are coming up to him, first of all. They're coming up to him because he's buying Urlacher and it's not because of his hair.
Well, he does say it's weird because he says he's getting double takes from people who don't realize it's him.
Uh-huh.
So I'll bet you that's true.
They did a really good job with those commercials. I'll give the marketing guys credit for that company. They did a really good job with I saw the marketing thing in some of the commercials. I thought they did a really good job. Yeah.
And now the billboards are up. I just saw one over next to Wrigley Field. He's got his infomercial out there. He's there.
I saw that. It was in. They got one right there on Wales or mm-hmm. LaSalle the other day. I saw one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Celebrities are supposed to look, you know, kind of cool, right? And, you know, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And Brian, I always thought, and you, because you guys look very, very similar.
Similar look. Yeah.
You know, you always had that sort of, it was like a cool, menacing look. It wasn't like a mean menacing look, like a scary menacing, but, you know, it was like cool. It was like, you know, like tough and like, you know, you went, oh, okay, these are guys, good looking, don't mess with them, you know, sort of thing.
Friendly stuff.
Yeah.
Friendly
stuff. And now I'm thinking, I don't know. I think I could take Brian. What do you think?
Ro, you definitely got a chance, that's for sure. I know that. You had a chance before, so definitely if you, you got one now.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah, no, that's the way it goes. All right, Casey, good luck in all this.
Thanks, Casey.
And the primary, so you're going to be, you're running the primary coming up in March, right?
Yes, sir, March 15th, and early voting starts February 4th, so we'll be looking forward to that. It'll be a great 8 to 9 weeks left we got here, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right. He's running for the 26th Senate District in Illinois, Casey Urlacher. Thanks, Casey. Appreciate
it. Ro, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Take care.
All right. Let us talk now, speak now with Violetta Padromanic with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots, because she herself has shaved her head just after she heard this show.
Oh, yeah.
Wants to be menacing. And she's got it all down. Do you think I could take Brian Urlacher? You think I could?
I do. I think he's...
There you go. Right answer.
No.
What? No. What?
He looks nicer with his hair. Like, sweeter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does. He looks a little more docile.
Yeah. He looks like a little choir boy, doesn't he now?
And I feel like he's been wearing more, like, sweaters, too.
Uh-huh.
Did he ever wear sweaters before?
Not that I recall.
I pray to God that he can't hear this right now. Take it away.